When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Views expressed here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush
Network. Hey, welcome back. Tuesday night, Thoughts of a Man podcast. I'm Chris with Don. What's going on this evening, Big Don? How you doing?
Yo, what's good, bro? How you feeling, man? Good to see you.
I'm feeling good. Yeah, it's all good.
An exciting week. And a little crazy for myself, might I add. But, you know,
this weather,
I'm happy to be here, bro.
Yeah, this weather is marvelous. Feeling good. It's going to be summer. We finally getting a little spring action. Yeah, so what's up? What it do, baby? What's good?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Working on the network stuff. You know, the content is about to drop. It dropped already. The tickets is on sale. Matter of fact, I need everybody to go out there, get your tickets to the Still in Love Tour featuring Equasia, Essence Official, Jay Relentless, with special guests Zay Hefner and Bria Ine. Yeah,
all right.
That drop, you can go to the website, rushnetwork.com, and definitely check that out. Get your ticket. And, yo, support, man. Support.
Yeah, for sure. If you love good music, you must attend.
Definitely. You bring it R&B back, man. Where it needs to be.
You know what
I'm saying? Yeah. It's a nice soulful music. Plus, Jay Relentless dropped a new single soon. Dash dropping closer. So, yeah. Shout out to the Fleet DJs. I was in the spot with them over on Saturday. Phenomenal.
All right.
Turnout. That's some good DJ. Shout out to my dude, Money. Shout out to Envy on that one. Yo, she did her thing. I was so proud of her, man. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Envy. And, yo. It was just a definite great vibe. And, yo, shout out to Oracle Lounge, man. Them wings was popping. I had to say that. The wings and the plushie was popping.
Like, what kind of wings you got? Lemon pepper? What you got?
No. I had some regular wings. You know, I can't do nothing spicy. Nothing like that. So I got some regular wings. Yo, they were on point. It was hitting. You know what I mean? I got 8 in the tray. Reasonable price. Food was on point. Drinks was on point. Yo, no complaint.
Yo, that's the biggest challenge after COVID. Getting good, tasty food at a decent price. Everything is on the expensive side, but the quality don't seem to match the price.
Mm-hmm. Fact. And I definitely agree with you with that. A lot of stuff that I've been dealing with, like the price just don't match the quantity or the quality, excuse me. You know what I mean? It was like, yo, what is this, bro? Like, come on, you gotta do better than that.
Yeah, you better off just cooking at home.
So,
bringing a thermos to work, right?
Yeah, yo, listen, something, man. It's just not hitting. It just don't be hitting. But shout out to Oracle Lounge. Definitely had a great time. Shout out to my dude, Ray, and my boy, Easy. So, it's magnificent. I can't hold you.
Yeah, so you hit me today with something. You was telling me about this. What was it? This Chris Brown versus was it Quavo?
Quavo. Yeah, bro. First of all, those that are tuning into the Evening Rush Network radio, yo, when that Chris Brown dropped, I had it. I want to say 10 minutes later, and it played for 30 minutes straight on the radio. And the views was crazy. Everybody was saying, yo, it was a phenomenal track. We got it. We're going to play it. We got both of them. I got the Quavo joint, and I got the Chris Brown joint, of course. And we're going to play both. And I want everybody's opinion. Let me know what you
Yeah,
think.
you said you got the Chris Brown joint. That's
I just
wild.
had pause. And I put the ill pause on that. I put the ill pause on it. Put pause on it. Yo, let's get to that Chris Brown.
We can settle this back.
Weakest Link is the name of the
So
track.
we can get into some gangster shit.
Hey, Chris. I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro.
Got takeoff on there, bro. I mean,
Quavo. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants? Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm dripping red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you, niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that bullshit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique, let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex hoe, that's cool, I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch, I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a feeling about that dick. There's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gonna speak about that shit. I ain't playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You doing bad. You a bitch and your music trash. Fashion week, they set me next to your lame ass. I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You lucky I ain't wanna fuck the money up. Boy, I would've broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that. Why you keep showing off? Quit talk about drugs, you the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, told him come back, I'ma need more. More than one. Your last album was a weed trade. That's some bullshit that we roll up on. You know what's on, put you to bed. Night, night, that's Sudafed. Show me that I'm tender, bitch. Time to prove what you done said. R.I.P. Takeoff, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead. You tripping, Chris, don't say that, don't lose your head. You done turned a big bad wolf on these fuck niggas, never knew revenge. This what happens when a fuck nigga push a real nigga out to the edge. This what happens when a dumb nigga get fame and it get to his head. You gon' kiss this ring, nigga. Big fuck you from my middle finger. I tattoo my trigger finger. Bring real beef to your dinner table. My mental state ain't never stable. I know this shit gon' sting, nigga. I ran your ass through the ringer, nigga. You just got body by a singer, nigga. Bitch. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants
Yeah, all I heard was a lot of sweet.
Yo, when I say that was fire, because you didn't expect it and it came out of nowhere. Like,
yep.
It was like, yo, what the? What happened? Wow. Wait. It's Sunday morning.
I didn't even know he spit like that.
Like, is this how you wake up Sunday morning? You dropped a track, dissing Quavo? What's going on, man? What did he do to make you mad, man? Damn.
Yeah, man.
Like, what happened to peace on Sundays?
Wow.
Yo. Wait,
you know, that ain't no AI. That is not no AI.
Nah, definitely. Chris definitely can rhyme. You should remember Busta Rhymes joint. That was poor. That was he flipped, he killed it on that. On the Look At Me Now remix. And you heard Busta said it himself, like, yo, I had to go back and redo my track because my verse because of Chris's verse. How do you go back on your own joint horse and you know, say, yo, I'm going to do it over because his verse was better. Like, So I was confused and bewildered. The only thing I know is that he set him on fire just now.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go do some push-ups when this is over.
Yo, let's listen to this the Quavo response. Now, let's hear the Quavo response.
Pussy nigga, pull up, crash out about your bae.
Why you pussy?
Little bitch, come dance, battle with my Drake. You been fucked your bag up when you punch Ree in the face. Talking about fashion week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face. It ain't nothing but a fade. You know you lost a Frank. Niggas ran in your house, tied up your aunt cause you ain't paid. This bullet got your name. Don't ever bring up tape, pussy.
You know half of y'all niggas some hoes out here. I'm talking about like, these niggas bleed want some money type shit. Bitch. I call your hoe for pussy. I hit your hoe for pussy. I did the paper, come in to save you, but you gon' owe me pussy. I'm on the edge, don't push me. Your bro with the feds, your pussy. Come in to come in, did no time, can't fake it, we know that you pussy.
We know it.
Pussy, you. Pussy,
you.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy, nigga. Time after time, I pull up and wipe me a little baby nose.
Pussy, nigga.
Dropping a diamond pillow, talking to these bitches and hoes.
Pussy, nigga.
Good ain't gold.
Pussy, nigga.
You been exposed.
Little boy wanna die by some coochie. You still fucked up by Karuchi. You tried to beat up Tiana, but Usher wouldn't let you do it. The cocaine got him, your honor. Bipolar disorder, no wonder. You was the greatest, nigga, you fumble. Going outside, I'm watching you crumble. Why they got Quavo out here going back and forth with a singer that turned to a junkie? Never got light skin versus brown skin. Nigga finna divide the country. Nigga, you ain't been in the trenches. We step in the yard, you know how that ended. Won't smoke with me. Always beat me fighting over hoes and bitches.
OHB.
Who gassed you up to put that out? Yeah, that was shitty, nigga.
God.
I can take a model bitch and make a sweetie, nigga.
Bitch.
Crackhead Michael Jackson, bitch, you better beat it, nigga. I'm still fucked up about takeoff. I want who did it, nigga. But that's some real street shit. Back to the industry. Where your baby mamas at? No, they got plenty to.
Nigga, fuck that.
Pussy, every time you see me, keep that energy.
Keep that energy.
Can't believe I gotta beat you by some women, bitch.
I got your hoe for pussy. I hit your hoe for pussy. I did the favor, come in to save you, but you gon' owe me pussy. I'm on the edge, don't push me.
You put with the fans, you pussy.
Come in to come in and did no time, can't fake it, we know that you pussy.
Know it.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy, nigga. Time after time, I pull up and wipe me a little baby nose.
Pussy, nigga.
Dropping a diamond pillow, talking to these bitches and hoes.
Pussy, nigga.
Good ain't gold.
Pussy, nigga.
You been exposed.
Exposed.
Pussy.
Pussy. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I like Chris Brown better.
I definitely
like much better. Much better. Much better. I thought it was cleaner.
Off on the hook. Take it.
Yeah.
Not called for. He kept it straight at you. You know, everything Chris said, he was going at Takeoff. Excuse me, at Quavo. Excuse me. He wasn't talking about, you know, he brought Usher into it. He said Michael Jackson, bringing Michael Jackson in it. Michael's gone. Now, the stuff like, okay, you talking about he's an addict or anything of that nature, I can understand. You know, you want a reference or something. That's fine. But I don't know, bro.
Then bringing Rihanna into it was just like, it's like the automatic go-to that we know you're going to do. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't hard. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, it was to be expected. You got to hit us with something that, like, I was shocked by what Chris was saying. I wasn't shocked by what Quavo was saying. And honestly, I couldn't understand what he was saying. All I heard was...
Yeah, I got to give that one to Chris. So now
it's not even close. Not even close.
It's on Chris again to either respond or leave it alone.
He don't need... He don't need to. You know what? The first one is so strong that, in my opinion, he don't need to come out with another one. It's just, it's done. He won. Like, that's such a.
Like, Quavo need to.
Yeah, when you need backup with you and you got you, come on, man. Yeah, it's just one and done. There's no, you know, like I said, it's just like when Tupac came up with Hit 'Em Up, he didn't need nothing else after that. Nothing else. That was it. That's where Jay-Z went wrong with the Takeover. That was, he didn't need to come out. I mean, he didn't win that one, but they were both. Sometimes when you continue it, it just gets worse. It never really gets better. Like, I'm trying to think, what battle?
I disagree because with the Jada versus Beam, the back and forth is what kept the fans attached to it, because it was like, yo, oh, one banger after another banger. But I get what you're saying as far as like, this was not even on the level of the first song of the Weakest Link. So to go, okay, this is a banger right here, and you know, after he just threw a banger. But I, you know, I do feel it is, I don't want to say it's a one and done though, only because now he brought up different stuff, so now I want to see you respond back.
Well back to the beat, that was an underground battle, that wasn't commercial. That was very, this is I don't know if this is commercial or not, because today's music is just, I don't know where we are, but but commercially, when you know, usually the back and forth doesn't work when you that high up, but underground, yeah, like, yeah, if you're gonna,
that
you
was
know,
an underground battle, because
it wasn't commercial.
The first disc came off of Jada's new album. It came off of Hot 97.
Yeah, so which is
that's why I don't think it's underground, because it hit radio.
Not really. It didn't get much play. It came out one time.
To this day.
What song gets played?
That freestyle. That freestyle still gets played to this day, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't really. I just remember it on mixtapes more than anything. I don't remember it on the radio.
Nas did not win. I just got to clarify that.
Wait, what?
Ethan was not.
Say No. Ether was so hot that Jay-Z had to come back with Ski Skeet on the baby seat, and his mom was like, "What are you doing, boy?" And Jay-Z had to go in the air and apologize.
I acknowledge that. Like, yo,
it was that. It didn't age well. But
and hold up. Don't see what you took away from was after he did Super Ugly, he also did Blueprint 2. And that to me was a better diss record for a comeback. But then, you know, by the time people caught on to Blueprint 2, it was too late because they had already did Black Republican together. So that ended the beef anyway. Well, that solidified that, you know, he Jay accepted Nas taking a win when he really didn't. But it didn't really matter because Jay may have lost the battle, but he won the war. You know, Nas ended up having to come to Def Jam and work with. That was his boy at one point in time.
So, besides that, I think Nas won that battle. You say Jay, that's cool. But I will say this, Jay is a bit better rapper than Nas.
I don't want to say Jay is a better rapper. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they're two different forms. Jay is commercial, Nas is the MC. And
I don't mean it that.
Nas being an MC is one of the different. That's like saying LL is a better rapper than Rakim. I can't see that. Rakim is one of the greatest, but he's an MC. He's not. And L, I don't take nothing from L. Don't get it twisted. I love LL. You know what I mean? L, I think, is one of the dopest artists out here. But I feel he's very commercial versus, and he considers himself an MC. And lyrically,
yeah.
I can say he is. Lyrically, I can say he's an MC, but comparing him to Rakim, I can't.
I just think Nas has one flow. Jay-Z has multiple flows. Yeah, and that's why I said that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking like just,
but that, just that the double entendres.
Yeah, that's why I say he's better. It's not necessarily about Nas being bad or anything. It's just Jay-Z is just multifaceted. You know, whereas Nas is just, his style is just that. It's just one, and he does it really well, but it's just it's just him. You know what I mean? It's just, Jay-Z can switch shit up. That's all I'm saying. I don't, you know. Definitely. You know what? I just wish we could get to a place where, you know what? I hate doing this, and I sit out. They're all great. I'm just happy we lived in the time to come up and when we had our music. And I'm stuck in that time, that zone, that when Nas came out, that was a great summer, man. That was one of the best summers of my life, man. That was Large Professor. What was bumping back then? Man, music was so good. Yep.
Yeah, nice and smooth.
Yep.
We had a lot of great artists.
We had a lot of great...
We had a lot of great artists.
Yeah, we did. And Rakim. Whew, Rakim. Bad
Boys,
oh, my God.
Beastie Jesus Boys.
Christ. Yeah.
Cypress Hill on it.
Yeah.
Like, you can keep going. Like, back then, music was
And they did not battle each other. And if they did battle, we didn't even know they were battling. And that's the thing. Like, it was
because it was subliminal. Everything was subliminal, and
it should stay that way.
That's why they say now it's not a battle if you're not saying that person's name. They want you to say that whoever you're talking about, they want to hear that person's name. You know,
Drake
did a track, a diss track versus Kendrick, and everybody was like, until he said Kendrick's name, you're like, yo, who is he talking about?
And he gave Kendrick like one line.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we don't know if he even wrote it. We don't even know if it's AI. That thing is, yo, Drake does a lot of suspect things. Like, I like his music, but to me, he's not a rapper. Nah, he's an artist. Like, bro. He's not like, I don't know if he writes his own lyrics. I don't know. I don't know.
I can't get into Drake. I've tried numerous times. Do I like some of his music? I like his features.
I love when he sings.
Especially his little pitch features with Lil Wayne. Other than that, like, I'll even like some of his features with him and Nicki. But, yeah. And I ain't even a big fan of Nicki like that.
I loved his song with him and Kendrick made a great song. What was it called?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, they got a great song. It's old though.
I am
like,
not a fan of what you call it, of Drake. Not a fan of him. You know, my kids love him. All power to them. Me?
I don't like him battling. I don't want to see that from, you know, it's like.
Well, people feel that he's a great battler because of the situation with him. And I just think with that situation, Meek was rushing into it.
No, that's but that wasn't right. That. That was one of the wackest battles I've ever. Like, that was whack, period. It was his song. It wasn't that. It wasn't like I wasn't amazed. It just was whack. I was just like, yo, go back to singing, man. Like, start moonwalking on niggas. Like, I don't want to see you battle. I don't want to see you in that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody want to see him in a gutter. Like, Drake is that clean cut, suave. Like,
Aubrey.
I don't want to see him battle.
You talking about Aubrey? Aubrey's that clean
Yeah, it's, you know, I come to realize too, like you said, somebody, I don't want to see Big Daddy Kane battle Rakim. I don't want to see that. Like, I don't, like, certain people don't have to do certain things. You don't have to go into that.
Our artists did battle each other, and you never knew because unless you were subliminally listening to their, like, you had to listen to their lyrics to understand.
No,
because remember, KRS-One, MC Shan was going at it until the names dropped.
Now KRS-One, he came from the gutter. He sold it like he's from the boogie down the Bronx, but he's from Brooklyn. But yo, he can get away with that. I'd also, LL is slick. LL is somebody that could get, you know, he can. I don't want to see Drake.
Aubrey. We will not acknowledge him. Light skinned dude.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, wasn't he on Degrassi? No, I'm just kidding. Like, like I don't want to see him battling. Like, yeah. Like Rick Ross looked like Rick Ross took that. I don't know what Drake said. I heard it, but Rick Ross joint was so hard. I said, yo, this is bullying.
I'm not a fan of Rick Ross.
Yeah, if you get a chance, I'm not a fan of Rick Ross either.
And that's only because he went at Fifth destroyed him, and it was
that. No, he had Fifth filing for bankruptcy.
Bro.
50 got destroyed. He lost.
You wild.
He had 50 filing for bankruptcy. He had to hide that power money. Rick Ross got him.
No way, bro. Ooh, I win.
Fifth did not win. I love Fifth too. He did not win that one.
Fifth killed that, bro. Fifth definitely
and
killed
Fifth
that.
Fifth could one. Never. And he was calling Fifth out.
The
Fifth
only
ain't going
L.
Fifth.
I honestly took Fifth, Lost, Jada, definitely, Fat Joe, definitely. Those are the only two I can say. Damn, Fifth. Shit. Okay.
He lost. I don't know.
But other than that, and again, Fifth killed a lot of people.
Nah, he don't kill him rapping. He kill him with the antics. That's what, like, he's not the nicest on the mic, but his antics, his troll game is very strong.
Yeah, definitely.
But
he fell
short on Rick Ross. Rick Ross had him file. People forget, he had to file for bankruptcy.
Until this day,
we don't even know he paid.
For that purpose. He did it. Or, I want to say he wanted to hide his money for the child support situation.
Nah,
which he ended up coming off better anyway.
He ended up
coming off better with the child support situation because he lost her less now than what he was giving her before.
I'm gonna do the research and get back to you. He filed bankruptcy right after he lost that case. Nah, and he had to pay Rick Ross's baby mom. He didn't want to pay her. I'm telling you, he started hiding his money
all because of the child support situation.
Nah, he turned to Tierra Marie.
He paid all his. Remember, he's paid all his debt. Anything he owed was paid. That's why he started the whole campaign Monday's joints with, yo, you had to pay 50 every morning. You owed him some bread.
Yeah.
I think he won a lot of great battles.
I think the one of the best battlers of all time, in my opinion.
And then don't forget,
I don't know
who murdered Ja Rule. Like, he killed
Yeah, he bought his catalog. People forgot he owned Murder Inc. whole catalog now.
Damn.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Eminem is somebody I don't think is nobody want to touch in a battle.
I don't know. M went at Machine Gun Kelly. You know, he came close. And I was like, wow, okay. Somebody that actually can, like, try to hang with Eminem. Eminem still won, but he almost got it, that battle. And I was surprised. But he masks pretty much. That's another person that masks pretty much anybody he battles.
Yeah, M is a tough one to get out. Like, I wouldn't want to go against him. Exactly. I don't care who we talking. Jay. Another thing, too, I don't like Jay-Z battling.
Jay don't have to battle at this point.
Nah, I did.
I think somebody coming at Jay ignores them anyway because he's like, yo, you beneath me. I don't want to talk to you.
That's what I'm saying. But then when you listen to him, sometimes it can take like 4 or 5 years to realize how hard his lines are. And in the battle, you got to hit. Everybody got to get it right away.
You got to be able to break down Jay. Very subliminal. You got to literally break down each and every word he said. His wordplay is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. But in a battle, it's going to go over folks' heads. So that's why I said he might take an L on that.
It depends. It depends. Because to me, like, he set up the whole battle with him and I.
He started
setting it off on Nas. Then when it went down to Summer Jam, he called Nas out, and that's when the battle started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Nas, of course, took it too far with the whole burning the cross on Summer Jam. Like, come on, bro. Come on.
Don't you? All right. Well,
but, yo, let's take a quick break, and then let's get up to the topic of the day. You already know what it is. Thoughts of a Man. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
Hey, welcome back to Thoughts of a Man podcast. I'm Chris with Don on this Tuesday night. What's good, baby?
So, we got a good topic today. Sexting, questions and answers. You know, this is where we get into our serious mode. Let's get into serious business here. You know, a lot of guys just want to keep having babies. They scared to get a vasectomy. They don't, you know, they have different thoughts of it. Oh, you know, I get that. My joint won't work no more. Oh, I get that. You know, it won't get hard no more. No, I have problems. Oh, you know, I'm gonna get cancer. I heard that one. I was like, what? What happened? Wait a minute. You said you're gonna get cancer.
What, they using dirty needles?
Like, yo. So, you know, I myself had a vasectomy. I got a reverse. Because, you know, I met my wife. We wanted to have children. We wanted to have one child. Let me rate that part. We wanted to have one child, and we ended up having two sets of twins. So that was like, wow, wait a minute. Damn, hold up. I wasn't ready, you know. But when I got my vasectomy, I did it for the fact that my children's mother had my son. And during that, she almost lost her life. So it scared me to the point where I was like, oh, I don't want to want this. I'm good. I got two boys, two girls. I'm good. I don't need no more kids. So I went and got a vasectomy. No. When you do it, I tell people to make sure this is something you want to do. Don't jump into it. Don't make a rash decision. Like me, I don't feel I made a rash decision. I thought about it when I did it. And honestly, it saved me like 2 or 3 times. Women who wanted to lie and be like, yo, I'm pregnant. I looked at them like, about who? I ain't daddy. Don't worry about this. So, yeah. Definitely make sure you think about this and make rash decisions when you do it. Your thoughts, bro?
Yo, my pullout game was on fleek for most of my life. I think I got in trouble maybe once, but I wanted to be in that trouble. But she went to the doctor and aborted the situation. And then at the age of 35, I got one in again, and we decided to keep it. And then maybe a year later, I woke up and had another one, and I said, okay. And I said, I forgot when she had the when she gave birth to see if they could tie her tubes so that she, and so we missed that opportunity. And she was like, yo, why don't you go get a vasectomy? And I said, nah. And then I thought about it. I said, I'm getting older. My pullout game is not as great as it used to be. And I didn't want to have more kids. I'm good. I got one boy, one girl. So I called up my Jewish doctor friend who does vasectomies. And he said, yo, I'll take care of you. Now, here's the thing, though. I was torn because I kind of wanted a woman doctor, right? And it was just weird, like, because were you awake during yours? I was awoke
for my vasectomy. My reversal, I was out.
Yeah, I was awake, and watching a dude hold your penis is not a great sight.
I didn't do that.
It was like, when you looked up, you closed your eyes.
Yeah.
Yo. And then he kept complimenting. He was like, yo, you got a really nice penis. Pause. Like, it was just.
Yeah, I'd have been uncomfortable off of that.
Yeah. Yo, that shit was wild.
Why are you playing with it and touching it? No, good.
Man, I was like, yo, man, you're not gonna take me out to dinner first? Like, come on, man. Shit is crazy. But yo, I've been shooting blanks for 10 years now, so I am good. I'm probably never ever gonna wear condoms like ever again. And I'm good with it. I'm good. Like, it's funny because we had a whole bunch of condoms and what. And I was like, yo, I didn't get married to ever wear a condom. What about you? Like, who gets married to wear a condom?
Like, that's one of the weirdest things. When you're married and you have to wear a condom.
Yeah, or get married and you still got to pull out? Like, fuck. Yeah. Nah. Nah. Those days are over. But that was crazy. Like, one thing, I never got a massage from a dude until one day. Okay. I got into a car accident, and my back was – I couldn't even walk. I had to go, and the dude
– nah, I'm good.
Hey, I was in pain, and I was good. No longer in pain.
I'll rock that pain off. I'm good.
Yo, you never had the back pain, brother. I'm telling you,
I got severe back pain. I get shot, and nigga massaging my back straight.
Yeah.
And the reason why I don't let a woman massage my back is because my wife acts crazy. So yeah, I'm stuck. I can't get massaged. Stuck. But yo, let's get into it, bro. You know, once again, these are questions, and we answering the questions so that you know. Or, you know, what you need to know about it if you want to get a vasectomy. Going with the first one, what is a vasectomy? And to answer your question, a vasectomy is a safe and effective method of a permanent birth control for men during an outpatient surgery. The tubes that carry the sperm from the testicles, the vas, are cut, clamped, or otherwise sealed. This prevents newly created sperm from being ejaculated in the semen, leaving men sterile. So that is what a vasectomy is, first of all. So it is a form of birth control for men.
You know what I mean? Right. Now, does it work right away?
We're going to get there, which would be the next question, actually. Does vasectomies work immediately? The answer to that is no. Vasectomies do not immediately make a man sterile. After the vas has been cut, sperm remains in the tube, and it may take several months for them to be ejaculated or reabsorbed by the body. During this time, you can still get a woman pregnant.
So you have to beat off every day for 7 months?
Nah, you're stupid. Several months, first of all. It says you would need to wait at least 3 months to ejaculate at least 20 times to get rid of the remaining semen. You're stupid, bro. One study found that even after 12 weeks or 20 ejaculations, only 60% to 28% of the men had zero sperm counts, respectively. So it takes a little minute. It's not, yo, listen, I just got it done. I'm popping, getting ready to jump right back into getting, yo, let me get mine. Nah, you, honestly, as soon as you get it done, the first 3 days is torture. Let's not play games.
Yeah.
The first 3 days is torture. But you can't, it's not something you want to jump right back. Yo, let me jump into it. I think I made that mistake. And unfortunately, one of my nuts, swole up to the size of a grape. And I had to go back to the doctor, get it drained, and he said to me, yo, bro, then we have this conversation. We had this conversation. Yo, don't know. No, you gotta wait. Stop. Chill out. Take a moment. Let's get into the next one. How much do a vasectomy cost? A vasectomy can cost almost $350 to $1,000, some clinics charging up to $2,000. The cost depends upon the area and the country in which the procedure is performed, as well as a specific technique used. Let's get this straight. If you got good insurance, your insurance will pay for it. And I'm going to tell you why. They quick to pay for that because they want us to be sterile. It's simple. Simple, that will be paid for. You know what I mean? Because the cost of having a baby is way more than you get in a second. As you see. So that's the reason why your insurance will pay for that. No problem. Okay, boom. Ah. Now, getting reversed, you either have to pay out of pocket or go through, like, Medicaid. Those are the two things I think accepted. My insurance did cover it. But it was because they felt it was a medical procedure, I guess, or something. You know how they do it. One day we got to talk about that insurance, because insurance be crazy.
Yeah.
The way they jerk us, the way they do us, it's crazy. But either way, let's get to the next one. How long does recovery after vasectomy take? The length of vasectomy recovery times varies, but most men are able to return to work after 2 to 3 days and can resume normal physical activities such as running, walking, working out, lifting heavy objects in 3 to 7 days. Some minor swelling and discomfort in the scrotum, however, can remain for up to 2 weeks after the surgery. I ain't gonna hold
you. And you can't lift heavy stuff. Yeah, you can't carry heavy anything, lift anything heavy.
Yeah, I was back at work. And at the time, I was working on cars, so I was back at work changing oil, doing what I had to do. I ain't think nothing of it. Like, yo, I'm back.
Well, I missed a week. You know, I took a week off.
But I ain't gonna hold you. Day one and two was torture.
Yep.
It felt like somebody was taking a fist and just bang, 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 bang. Especially the more you move.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You sit down and
she held it down. I ain't gonna hold her. She held it down. She had the thing that I just had to urinate in. I didn't try to move too much. And when I walked, I did the whole 30 feet apart walk.
Yep. And don't try driving, fellas. Yeah, don't drive.
Nah, stay in the house, have somebody take care of you, and chill out, man. It's the best thing for you. Let's get to the next one. will vasectomy affect your sex life? After vasectomy, you
hell
should not,
yeah.
After a vasectomy, you should not notice any changes in your level of interest in sex, your ability to develop or maintain erections, or your ability to ejaculate. Your orgasm should be the same before the procedure,
yep.
Although you may temporarily experience mild soreness in your testicles when sexually aroused. This discomfort should only last a few months.
Yeah,
I didn't feel it. So that's weird because I didn't feel that.
I didn't feel that.
The first, like I said, when I messed up, was the only pain I had. This nigga told me don't do it, and I did it anyway.
Were serving grapefruits.
Other than that, I had no pain after the fact. I think I did because I after that I listened. I was like, yeah, I'm good. 3 weeks. You said 3 weeks. I think I went 4 weeks. Just be on the safe side.
And I'm just telling you, sex is awesome when you know you cannot, when you know you're not going to have a baby. You don't have to worry about, oh, I'm missing my period. Whatever it is, I'm like, you in menopause because it ain't me. Ain't me. I'm shooting blanks.
Yo, let's go to the next one. Will a vasectomy affect your sex life? I just read that one, didn't I?
Yeah. You said, are there risks or complications with vasectomy?
Yes, there you go.
It's unheard of. I haven't really.
Very, very low. This can include swelling, bruising, or bleeding in the scrotum, blood in the semen, or infection near the incision of the scrotum. In some cases, sperm can leak from the vas to form a small lump or whatever, that's what I had, I think. That may require medication, surgery, or treatment. And I think I had the medication. Other side effects can cause inflammation. So, yeah, you know, with any surgery, don't forget, or risk of pregnancy. So that's if you jump in there too soon, you can still get somebody pregnant. So, you know,
you got to beat off in a cup after a few months make sure you're shooting blanks.
Just so you know, having a vasectomy, however, will not increase your risk of heart disease or prostate or testicular cancer. So please get that out your head. You cannot get cancer from getting a vasectomy. All right. Can a vasectomy be reversed? And as you see, I have got a reversal. But vasectomy procedures are designed to be permanent. A reversal is possible in some situations. Mine is reversible. During vasectomy reversal surgery, the vas is reconnected to the sperm. That sperm can enter and ejaculate again. Such rates vary depending on many factors, most importantly, the condition of vas and the amount of time since the original surgery. So I that's the crazy part. I gotta read this part. Both procedures can be expensive, usually covered by insurance. The price of a vasectomy reversal ranges from $4,000 to $15,000, depending on a location and a technique used, among other things. So it is expensive to get the joint reversed. So, that I'm not gonna sit there and hold you no, it is. You're taking a chance also when you do it because you're going, you know, do anesthesia on a reversal. So that's also, you know, you're taking a chance with surgery. It's real surgery. You go into anesthesia, you wake up. If you have a good doctor, shout out to my doctor, he's an amazing doctor. You know, rest in peace because he did pass away. And I think he was one of the only people that did in New York at the time, which was the crazy part. He was the only one. And I was like, damn, I lucked out. He was a good doctor. So, you know, rest in peace. Definitely, you know, I ain't going to say I miss you because I don't know you like that, but he was definitely a good doctor. next one. How effective is a vasectomy? Now, this, I agree. Techniques are more than 99% effective in the first year after the vasectomy. Only one to two women out of every 1,000 women becomes pregnant by their partner. I blame the partner. She's gotta have that, yo, you can't miss egg. Because I never heard of anybody say, I had a vasectomy and she got pregnant. When you do it properly.
I think there's a football player from the Jets that had a vasectomy and got someone pregnant, but I believe he didn't wait the 7 months.
So see, that's what I'm saying. If you do it correctly, you wait your time and you should be straight. Listen.
Well, on another note, a vasectomy, the risk for us having a vasectomy, there's really no side effects. There's really no real worries. But to have your woman tie her tubes, there could be hormonal issues. There could be more complications for her to do that. So it's actually better for us as men to get vasectomies.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing this show. It's something that people should be doing when they're ready and they're done having kids and laying down seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's one of the biggest things. So here we go. Next one. Are vasectomies covered by insurance? As you just said, vasectomies are often covered by health insurance, depending on your personal plans, deductibles, and coinsurance. However, your insurance policy may or may not cover the entire cost of the surgery. Check your insurance before scheduling a procedure. I know my insurance covers it all, so I appreciate my, like I said, I appreciate my insurance. They covered it. I didn't have to stress or worry. And they covered my reversal, which I wasn't stressed or worried. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And last but not least, does a vasectomy affect the way you ejaculate? Vasectomy has very little effect on your ejaculate. Semen consists of sperm fluid from the seminal vessels and fluid from the prostate gland. During a vasectomy, such strictly the vas is blocked, not the semen vessels or prostate. So sperm is the only thing missing when you ejaculate. So just so that you know, when you have a vasectomy and you come, you pretty much still come normal. It's just you'll see sperm come, well, what you consider sperm coming out is just no sperm in it. So you're not going to miss anything, in other words. You know, it's just you can't get no one pregnant. You're shooting water. If you want to say you're shooting water. So, you know what I mean? Those are the tips. We just wanted to put it out there because one, like we said, we both been there. I've been on both angles. You know, Chris, he's been on one angle. I don't think he's getting a reversal no time soon. No. Yeah. I actually got eggs in the freezer and go back in. I want another vasectomy. I ain't gonna hold you. Life issues. You know, you got to pick your battles, definitely. But you know, me personally, I was comfortable. Like, you know, that was my thing. I loved my comfortability having it. You know, not because I could just slide up on anything. No. Comfortable meaning that I just was good. Like, you know, I didn't feel I felt normal without worrying life about anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just love this for my comfortability. And how about you, bro?
Yeah, I'm enjoying life after the vasectomy. I forgot I did it. Like, I know I did it, got it done. That first year was an adjustment, But sex drive is the same. It's just like I forgot I did. Like I had it done, got it done. I'm good. I'm good.
It's crazy. A couple of my boys done did it. They're good with it. They're like, yo, it was the best decision I ever made.
Yeah.
I got it on my kids. I'm good. Best decision I made. I'm straight. I ain't got to worry about that. I think more with my wife, it's more health issue-wise. You know, like, yo, you got it fixed. I don't, you know, she feels like if I go do it again, something can go wrong. Then I really have a problem, which is understandable, you know. You got to do your research on your doctor.
Yes.
That's one thing I definitely recommend. Do your research on your doctor. Make sure he's the right doctor that you choose to deal with. Don't, you know, just don't jump in like, okay, he does it. Let me go here. Because the doctor that did mine in the first place, he no longer lives in New York. So they wanted to send me to a Jewish doctor. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't know this. You know, I did some research. He actually was a good doctor. Didn't have any situations with the people he did it with. And the crazy part about that is the week that I was going, my wife ended up pregnant with our last one. So that dubbed that.
Oh, you went out with a bang.
Yeah, bro. Like I had it planned for that Friday. That's Wednesday. We found out she was pregnant with the last tune. So I was like, what the hell? How that happened? I was confused. It was still her fault. I ain't gonna hold you. Still her fault. To this day. I'm gonna say that. But you know, it is what it is.
But yes, yes.
Any parting words, bro?
Yeah. No matter what you're going through out there, keep your head up. The weather's changing. This is going to be a great summer. Let's stay positive. You know, let's help one another. Let's love one another, and let's live in peace. We you know, if you're going through something out there, don't be afraid to call or check on your homies. Also, if you know a homie going through something, check on them too. Unfortunately, a lot of cancers. We got friends that are battling cancer, and so it's real out there. So I just want to say peace and love to everyone, and see you next week.
All right. And you already know how I'm going to say my last thing is go to EveningRushNetwork.com or the Evening Rush Network Radio. Cop them Evening Rush sneakers. Real Italian leather. I'm shit just fire. Trust me. Comfortable. So make sure you cop those. I will definitely have mine on this summer. So you already know what it is, man. I want to see everybody outside with them. Let's go. All right?
Let's go.
So on that note, we out of here. Talk to y'all later. We'll catch y'all next week. Peace.